The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected. A place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I am loving the weather here in Southern Cal. We've been having a severe drought. As a matter of fact, we haven't really had any significant rainfall for the last 2 years. And for the last few days, we have had solid rain. So I'm loving the beauty and the freshness in the air. And it's so great to listen to the rain as you sleep. Oh, this is so much fun. And I love the abundance of the rainfall, and I'm hoping it's going to continue. And I know that you are going to love tonight's show as well. Not only that, but you're going to want to share this show with your families and friends, because tonight we have Jimmy Mack with us. Jimmy is an incredible energetic healer and noted author who can release the blocks that are stopping you from achieving your dreams. And what I love about Jimmy Mack more than anything, he is all about serving humanity first. So tonight, Jimmy is going to be using me as a conduit, as I am going to be like the muscle tester to show when we are actually releasing your blocks for money, or your blocks surrounding a job, or your blocks surrounding increasing customers for your business or clients, or increasing your confidence and your worthiness, and so much more. We're even going to do something around releasing those blocks that are keeping you from finding your soulmate. This is going to be a great show, and I know that you're going to love it. And you will want to do this muscle testing as we do it, by simply doing it with a pendulum, or stand up and let your body go back and forth. You will see that Jimmy energetically releases your blocks, and your body or pendulum will start swinging. And it just serves as proof that the energy has shifted within you. So if you're able, go to jimmymackhealing.com and find out more about him. And I can promise you, from this day forward, you will remember the name Jimmy Mack. Now, before I bring out Jimmy, I wanted to let you know that we are getting some rave reviews on our magazine, The Science Behind the Law of Attraction, which is now on sale. People are loving it, and oh gosh, I'm so grateful. It is getting ready to be released on Magster, and we should have our iPad and Google Play apps within a week or two. Things are getting so much fun. Check it out at lawofattractionmagazine.net. It's now on sale, and oh my goodness, I am just so excited about it. Now, let's take a fast break, and we'll be right back with this incredible show featuring Mr. Jimmy Mack.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Hi there, Jules here. I want to make sure you know about our incredible new online magazine called The Science Behind the Law of Attraction. You can view it on your iPad, tablet, or even your computer, which means you can read it before you go to sleep every night or whenever you need to take a break. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and purchase your copy today for only $3.99. You can even purchase past issues. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net. I know you are going to love it.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. Are you ready to feel better about you and release some of those stifling blocks that have kept you from where you want to be? Isn't it time for you to release all those issues that have kept you stuck from your greatness, or from your health, or from your wealth, or from your true love? Alrighty then. I'm so excited to bring you this incredible and powerful healer, Mr. Jimmy Mack. Well, welcome, Jimmy, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am thrilled, absolutely thrilled that you could be with us today.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited to introduce you to my wonderful listeners, and they're all over the world. Mm-hmm. You are unique in your distant healing. As a matter of fact, I've never met anybody like you before, and I've interviewed a lot of healers. But there is something very unique and very different about the way that you do it, and to me, it's phenomenal. I am absolutely delighted about the things you can do. So I want to give a little bit of background about you. Could we go into that first?
Sure.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh gosh, about 25 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a while. Started out Tampa, Florida, USF area. I was always interested in the psychic development classes and that sort of thing. So really went from there. Did everything from psychic development, various forms of healing, remote viewing, shamanism. You know, Reiki, like probably everybody else, theta healing, reconnective healing, matrix energetics, UN method, access. Yeah, the list goes on. I'm sure I'm forgetting 10 different things, but yeah.
So I've been in it a long time.
I did a lot of everybody else's stuff and mastered that, pretty much sat at the feet of a lot of masters and learned a lot.
You had a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that, and when did it happen?
Sure. It was around the holidays. It was around Thanksgiving 09. And what happened was I was down seeing a good friend of mine in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, and I got really sick. You know, the cleanest way to say it is I had it coming out of both ends. So, yeah, I knew I was really, really sick. And so they took me to the ER, I told him to, and really just deathly ill. And it was gallstones, gallbladder stuff. So, I mean, I look back on it now and I believe it was more food poisoning because I'd done some gallbladder cleanses and things and, you know, probably didn't need my gallbladder out. But of course, when you're laying horizontal and they tell you you can either live or die, and, you know, and listen, I'd never been through it before. I'd never broke a bone in my entire life. I'd never really been sick. I'd never been in the hospital. And they just scare the living tar out of you, you know, and they're like, you won't even make it home. You're going to die, you know, that kind of thing, unless you let us take your gallbladder out. So, of course, you start signing all that stuff. So that all went well and good. They took my gallbladder out, but I woke up in recovery and it had very low oxygen saturation. So, and later they figured out, you know, I looked up one morning after being there overnight in recovery. And I had like seven different doctors in my room, and I knew that was really bad. And of course, I could hardly speak because I had the little tube down my throat, as everybody knows. It's been through the hospital experience. That's a lot of fun. Right. And so I said, you guys must have really screwed up. And they said, why do you say that? And I said, because there's no students with you. So they didn't think it was funny. I thought it was funny because it's a teaching hospital, you know, but you know you're in trouble when seven different departments come in your hospital room just to chat. So short story longer, what they basically gave me was full-blown clinical pneumonia. I had too much anesthesia. That's what they've given me. So
isn't that what just happened to Joan Rivers?
Yes, similar. Yes,
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
same piece. Yeah, and so what was unique about that, of course, is I said, "Well, what should we do?" And of course, I was meeting them at that point, and they said, "Well, we can stay here and monitor it, or we can take you up to ICU." And I told the lead surgeon and the guy in charge of pulmonary, and I said, "You know, pretend I'm your brother, your best friend, your favorite uncle. What would you do?" And he goes, "Oh, I'd put you in ICU." And I said, "Lead the way. Let's go." You know, it's ridiculous to sit here and talk to you guys about that. So that was my experience. When they put me under for having an operation, it was the same propofol type of mixture, or Michael Jackson or whoever, for deep sleep before they use anesthesia. That was really black, box black. You know, you didn't notice anything. You just felt like you were going into sleep. But this was profound. And so I basically chemically coated every night, kind of thing, and had, you know, the pneumonia. And I remember, you know, coming out of my body. I had very profound experiences. Never saw white light, never saw Jesus. My brother died of drugs and alcohol back in 93. Never saw him. My experience was a lot different. It was a very deep inner space. The closest I can tell people to, it's on all my books, the covers of my various books. But it looked like the pictures of the Hubble Space Telescope. That's
Yeah.
really what it looked like. Yeah, that's what I was going up into. So it's very profound, very peaceful. You don't want to come back from it. You couldn't care less about being here. It was very mystical, very magical. So that's what pretty much changed everything for me. And that's when it took me about 2 months, almost 3 months to get over that, because coming back from pneumonia, anybody that's had it knows what I'm talking about. And anybody that has COPD or breathing issues, I mean, it's just like walking around with the elephant on your desk and on your chest, and you know, you about get out of breath, zip, and you fly up and down. So it's bad times, you know, for the longest time. So I did a lot of cranial sacral work on myself. I had it done. Did a lot of different things in the chiropractor or acupuncture, you name it. Worked on myself like a maniac. So, but it took about 8 to 10 weeks just to come back from Walk of the Dead, you know, that kind of thing. I was very gray when I even came out of the hospital. I don't even think they thought I'd live after coming out of the hospital, but nonetheless, here I am. So that shifted everything on several fronts. One is, I no longer think about death, and I'm not concerned about it now, and I'm not wondering, hey, what's that going to be like, you know, or where we all go. And I also felt as if it was pretty much the final incarnation for me. So that's one of the messages I got through that. In other words, I felt like I was going up into deep inner space in the cosmic soup of all it is, as opposed to coming back as somebody else. But who knows, you know, anybody that tells you they know exactly, they don't. So, but
Well,
I can only speak from my experience.
so it was like maybe you didn't need to meet all of your brothers or your ancestors or whatever because you were going into the. So did you pick up all this additional information that you're now using?
After that, yes. Yes, during ICU, and then after that, and it's been a slow gathering of all that. I think because vibrationally, I probably couldn't have handled it anyway at the time. And you know, when you're that sick and you feel that down, there's only so much you can really muster. So, but it's been gradual. But the basis of what I'm doing now was given to me then. Yes.
And who gave it to you?
Well, I would consider it more Holy Spirit stuff. I call it God in all forms. So kind of the wind beneath the dove's wings, if you will. That's where I feel like it came from. The deep inner, it's not anything alien. It's not anything, you know, any one particular modality. It's not any one particular religion or faith. But I think it's pretty much the deep pulse of the wave of all that is. So.
The divine energy.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Interesting. Interesting. So, okay, now you are this healer, distant healer. You can do for many, many things, not just health, but you can do for releasing of blocks. Would you say that's predominantly it? Is that what causes ill health? Ill health as well.
I think so. I mean, there's times where people, if they had, let's say, a lung issue or whatever it might be, there's times where they might have something that's parallel universe, parallel dimension, or other worlds, or just a little balloon outside their body somewhere. And if we can figure out the cord of what that is and snip that and release that, then all of a sudden what had presented on their body dissipates and goes away. I really think it's a little bit of everything with everybody, you know, whatever works, if it's acupuncture, chiropractic, if it's, you know, what we do or self-healing, I'm all on board for all of it. It's whatever works for different people. But I think changing the belief structure and pretty much working with it as far as releasing the negative and downloading more positive, that's really what's made a big difference. That was the tipping point for me.
Okay, so that's really, it's releasing the negative and allowing in more positive.
And some people would refer to it as weakness or strength. So that's another way of looking at it, releasing a weakness or a piece that's no longer serving you, or that you've learned all the lessons you needed to from it. And then when we release that, you know, who can fully explain what happens, just like physics or anything else. It's profound, and that can be profound. I often say, I would say to even spirit, you know, show me beyond all knowing, it could have only come from you. So I want it to be in more mystical, magical ways, so that it isn't always exactly as we would have it show up. If you and I worked on you getting a car, and then it ends up your neighbor sells you the truck next door, the SUV, for half of what it normally would have been, well, then that's great, you know. So that's how that turned out. So some people would say not to be tied to outcome, and I understand what they're saying, but we just want change. Ultimately, kind of my joke on it all is there's death, taxes, and change. So you definitely want to embrace change, and you want to create change. And how that's going to show up, a lot of times we have zero control over. But what I have figured out over time, I will say this, after all this time, now I feel more than ever, it's as if my prayers are heard. So I know beyond all knowing that you and I together working on things, you know, somebody, something, anything you want to attribute it to or credit it to is fine. They're heard and things change.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
It's good stuff. Yeah, it's profound. So that's what's got me going.
Wow. Oh, okay. So what are we going to do today?
I think by demonstration, we're going to have you stand up. We're going to rock out some things. I would say to everybody, you know, figure out how to muscle test, use applied kinesiology, maybe use a pendulum. Some people finger muscle test. Others, I've had people use dowsing rods. Ultimately, if you can figure out a yes or a no, you can start changing all kinds of things because you can narrow down your questions and various pieces. I would also say there's some modalities that love staying in the question or posing questions, but this is not one of them. I would be more inclined to make a statement, and then it would test out yes or no, or weak or strong, and we would change it accordingly. So if it's something negative and it's really strong for you, we would delete all that out.
Now, when you're changing it, you are doing it energetically?
Yes.
And you're releasing it from, and you're going to be using me as a conduit to
Correct.
All of the listeners.
Yes. And we're going to start with you, and then we'll move on to them.
Okay.
But we'll go fast.
Okay. Yep. And if there are people who are listening through while they're driving, many of the listeners do that. Is
sure.
there any instructions, or it doesn't matter if they muscle test, in other words?
It does not. It will not matter because you and I are going to change it with them, for them. If they're not interested in receiving it, it's okay. You know, we're asking for their highest and best too. You know, so I'm not changing them karmically or anything else, or forcing our change on them. We're just asking for the highest and best to come to them.
Okay, and one final question. Mm-hmm. You said that you're not changing anything karmically. That means that if there's something that they have to go through, they came here to experience, that's not going to change, or can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, there would be some people who would be, let's say, a small percentage that would be, oh, I don't want, you know, you or me or, you know, have you in my energy or change this without my knowledge or me agreeing to it or what have you. There's modalities like that too. So I would say that we're not working on that or doing that for you or against your will. Karmically, I would say it would just be one piece of it. There are things I've seen. I have some word tracks and things that they've shown me over time that we can change things karmically, like really fast. So in an instant kind of thing, in under a minute. So that's where you want to be long term. You know, listen, I've got a lot of psychic friends. I enjoy all that. You know, kind of my joke is the two psychics meet in the middle of the road. The one says to the other, "You're fine. How am I?" So, yeah, they're here all the time, and it's just funny, you know. But that, you know, and that's great. But kind of my joke is, I don't want to hear that. You know, I may or may not get a new car at Christmas. It's like, help me get, contribute to me and help me get the money so that I can buy any car I want. See what I mean? And so
yeah.
I think that's the difference. And long term, what you want to be able to do, regardless of going through me or anyone else, is you want to have change. You want to create change. It's not enough to just know or go, hey, I've got this bad habit. You want to experience profound change and have things change for you.
Okay.
And that's what we do together.
That's great. Now, if they do need more karmic or more personal issues, they should contact you because you could have a private session with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just jimmymackhealing.com.
And that's where they can really get the nitty gritty specifically for them. So we're doing kind of a generic, but it's going to affect people, especially the ones who are watching this on YouTube or listening. And it, because we know, and my audience knows, energy doesn't die. It's going to stay on the recording and it will keep building as more and more people join in.
Yes, very much so. And we want to have mystical, magical things for them too. So regardless of what they want, I mean, you might want a new car. I might want a new SUV, and some other listener might want a new motorcycle. But ultimately, we want their condition to improve, for finances to come through, for things to change so that they still have the choice and the opinion to get whatever they want to get. But we're just, my Jewish friend calls it rolling dice, rolling a seven, and then betting. How about that? So that's what we're going to do.
I love it. I love it.
We're
just going to
make things better. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. I know my listeners are getting excited here, so let's do it for them. So what I'm going to do is stand up. So just give me a second to adjust here.
And just so they know, it's what we're doing is turning you into a pendulum or turning you into muscle testing. We're just going to have you stand muscle testing. We're going to have you face due north. You want to have your feet about hip width apart.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Yes. And it's going to pull you forward for yes and push you back for no, or pull you forward for positive and pull you backwards for negative. I'm not even that concerned about what the meaning is of it, but we're going to get you involved in it. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So start with, my name is Jules. It should pull you forward to yes.
My name is Jules.
There you go. Woo! Awesome. But if you say, my name is Nemo the fish, it should pull you backwards.
My name is Nemo the fish.
There you go. You feel that? Yeah.
Whoa.
Awesome. So here's some of the first things I'm going to do. They're going to help you and everybody else going along, and they can just say, hey, yes, I want to have this happen for me. They don't have to say it out loud, just, you know, look up at the sky kind of thing. And yes, I want to have this, all this good stuff happen for me and pour in through me too, and it'll happen. Okay. So the first one I want to check and work on for you would be, I am clear. You can say that. We'll see if you go forward, back, or in between. I am clear.
I am clear.
It's already there. That's awesome. So now we're going to do it for everybody who is ever going to watch this, everyone who's ever going to listen to it and impact them as well. And it's going to pull you forward when that comes in for everybody else and clear them too. And there you go. And you see how much bigger and deeper that is and how much longer that takes, because it's a lot. Yeah, it's very thick, right?
Yeah, thick.
There you go.
That's a great word.
That's exactly right. It's more of a cosmic soup, if you will. So the second one I would do for you and then for everybody else would be, I am unclear. You can say that.
I am unclear.
And that should be no. And that's no for you. You've got great energy too, by the way.
Thank you.
So, Yeah, you don't just look great, you've got great energy. So very cool. Yeah, there you go. So let's go for it as far as the rest of the group now. So for everybody listening, everybody watching, and everybody that ever participates with us, I am unclear.
I am unclear.
And you see how much stronger and bigger that is. Yeah, that's for a lot more people. Okay, awesome. So then the next one I would do would be, I am running forward. You can say that.
I am running forward.
And again, that's great for you and very
Wow.
smooth. Yeah, you can see how light it is though. And then for the whole group, this is going to be, I'm running forward.
I am running forward.
And you see how much slower and soupier it is. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's different. Yeah. And basically what those mean are, they're a long list of different things, but ultimately you want to be more clear, have your energy field clear, if you will. Unclear is the really negative dragon in the room kind of thing. So we definitely want to get rid of that. And then running forward is body, mind, and spirit, relationships, money, just everything at least on track. You and I could sit in the car and talk for 5 hours, but if we don't put it in drive, we're never going to make it to the mall. So that's what we're doing, is engaging everybody into just being able to move forward with more confidence and grace and ease. Okay. So what comes up for you when you think of everything, the listeners, what you'd like to change or make different? I have endless lists, so.
I have a list of jobs.
Jobs, okay.
People are looking for jobs right now.
Jobs, okay. So I'm going to do a bigger one for that, it feels
Okay.
like. And what comes through, the first thing they're whispering in my ear, it would be, it's elongated, so I'll say it for you. We believe, think, know, and feel, ready, willing, and able, know when, where, how, and why. To have the ideal employment and position find us. And there you go. We're dropping
Wow.
that into yes. Yeah. And so you can see how soupy that is. It's a lot slower pull forward than it would be if just you and I were working on just you and I. So that's going to help everybody right there. And so the second one that comes through that would make a big difference for them is so competitive now out there for whatever position they might be looking at, is one of my favorites to do that would help the most. They're whispering in my ear, would be, I am the choice instead of the option. So you can go ahead and say that.
I'm the choice instead of the option.
Yeah. So
Woo!
there you
That's a
go. It helps you.
good one.
Yeah.
Ooh!
And so kind of my joke on that is, even if you were married and you went to the wedding, I want the bouquet to hit you in the head kind of thing. I want you to go to the mall and have the most awesome parking space out of the blue. Often I'll go to my little grocery store across the street, and there might be 10 people in each line of checkout, and the manager goes and opens another one and gives me the head nod, you know. And so that's where you want to be. You want to be in that little kismet realm of just kind of cool, cosmic, you know, you want a wink from the universe, as it were. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the other thing I would do for everybody as far as looking for that job or employment, or even great employment with what they have and moving up. So for those that are employed, we want to kind of throw that in there too, so that they can move up to the next level, supervisor, manager, even if it's a parallel move to another company where they see more growth potential. We want to drop that in as well. And here's some of the ones that are going to help with that in really day-to-day life, bonuses, that sort of thing when we least expect it. Okay. And the first one would be, it's safe and comfortable for me to be open and receptive to receiving all the best life has to offer. I'm just saying it for you. You're funny. You're panicking like, oh my God, don't make me repeat that. You don't have to. I did it. It's okay. It comes through so fast, so I got to say it while it comes through. So it'll pull you forward when it comes through for everybody else. We're going to drop that in. There you go. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. And the next one they're talking about would be, I am deserving of all the very best that life has to offer. Nice. Okay. Awesome. And then finally, worthy. Safe and comfortable for me to be worthy of all the very best life has to offer. There you go.
That was on my list too. Worthy.
Awesome.
Very good.
Very cool. Yeah. And so that comes up as something I think that's going to help a lot of people. And we've done this before with a lot of different groups and different things, different radio shows and other things I've been on, which is great. You know, so this, I know it's helped. I've even done some events where an entire sales team was on the line, maybe 500 or 1,000 people. And the next couple of weeks, exponentially, everything opened up for them too. So,
wow.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter how deep your belief is for or against this. It won't matter the neutrality of it. We're just kind of blowing in your direction so that, you know, more mystical kind of fun, good stuff will come your way. Okay.
Great, great.
Awesome.
Well, can we do it around people who are self-employed, business, and get that mystical experience for their business?
Sure. And exponentially, when you say that, what comes through is, I'm going to say it for you, believe, think, know, and feel, ready, willing, and able, know when, where, how, and why, to take everything to the next level and have more profound growth for this upcoming year and beyond. And there it goes.
Yep.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. So that's going to help as far as the expansion goes for them as well. And for you and for everything you're doing as well. So
wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I need to state, you know, I'm not doing anything. I mean, this is truly muscle testing. I'm going forward without even thinking about it.
Yeah, it would pull you forward. You know, one of my best non-believer stories on that was I had a couple that came all the way from Paris, France, and the wife could speak fluent English and French. Her husband couldn't speak one word of French, and I can't speak, you know, it would be a joke. I couldn't even order in French at the French restaurant. So point is, I went through her the whole time, and he about started crying like a baby because I said, they're telling me about you look like a big bear or something. They're referring to you as like this big giant bear. Well, every year he went to Canada, French Quebec or whatever, and the Indians up there had given him the name Big Bear. So how cool
wow.
is that, right? And so when stuff comes through like that, you kind of have that aha moment of, hey, we aren't even speaking the same language, and it doesn't matter because it all comes through as energy, and it comes through as these waves, and they look so colorful and so awesome, and yeah, they're so beautiful. They look kind of like just very mystical, magical, rainbowish types. They're telling me light refraction where you've seen beautiful things or rainbows coming off of the sunset or unusual pieces like that. Yeah. So can only help. So.
Now, you have mentioned they are whispering in my ear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for clarity for the audience, who are they whispering?
I find that it's different all the time. It's as if you and I are sitting in the wicker basket of a hot air balloon. And so in my experience has been different stuff shows up all the time. So it can be guardian angel. It can be several other, I call them vanilla angels. Can be guides. You could have an American Indian guide or whomever. It can be great grandma, who cares? God love them. You know, as long as it's good, we just want the very best.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then ultimately, the strong pulls you're experiencing just happens to be it's all Holy Spirit stuff today. So that's what it feels like. Yeah.
Wow.
It's much more expansive, and it feels really, it's just very powerful pulling you forward and back.
Yeah, because it feels like I'm going to lose my balance.
Right.
That's very powerful.
Yeah. I call it God in all forms. It would be Holy Spirit type stuff, for lack of a better word. So
very cool. Okay. All right. Well, do we want to continue on?
You bet. What else comes up for you? Anything else?
We did the business. How about relationships?
Relationships.
Especially
yeah.
during with the upcoming holidays.
Yes. And I even have a holiday MP3 on that will... Yeah, if they go to my site, jimmymackhealing.com, there's different My Belief Works on there. I did everything from, just so you know, money, ideal weight, addiction.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and also, of course, the holidays, and then pain, so for people in chronic pain, and also love. So those are all on there as well. They're only about 25, 30 minutes long. They're very good, very helpful. So.
And you only really need to listen to it once because it releases.
You do.
It.
Yes, you do, but ultimately a lot of people like to listen to them more than that, and that's okay because if they find some comfort in that or anything else, it's great. But you know, this time of year we're running around, it's more stressful than normal. You know, you might have that odd uncle that's in town only this time of year, and you know, it's just a lot going on.
And there's
So
a lot
definitely
of grief as well, grief
a
of
lot of grief
people
going on.
who
Yeah,
aren't with you anymore.
loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Loss and remembering them. I can tell you they would definitely want to comfort us and want us to only remember the good times and the best of what they were. And if you went on some snow skiing trip with them sometime, or you went on some camping trip with them sometime, that's what they want you to remember, not any of the other horrible stuff or a fight you had on Christmas or whatever. You know, they couldn't care less. All that is just so far melted away and gone. People would be blown away if they knew. So,
Wow. Okay.
yeah. So definitely the holidays. So let's just go ahead and make it for you and everybody else too, to believe, think, know, and feel, to be ready, willing, and able to know when, where, how, and why, to bring through the very best of the holiday season now and make it the best so far. And it's taking out everything that doesn't agree with that for everybody else and yourself too. And that's why it's pulling you backwards. And we're going to release
Wow.
all that, everything that's interfering with it, anything
Oh
that's
my
negative.
goodness.
Yeah. And anything that's negative, and also anything weakness, it's going to pull that out as well.
There
And
we
there you
go. There we go.
go.
There we go.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
See how much stronger the group is than just you. So there's a big difference in
Yeah,
how.
I'm really going forward. Okay.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's going to help us a lot with the holidays as well. My mother will be 86 years old Christmas Day. She's a trip. So,
Oh, how fabulous.
yeah. So, you know, the joke about the people at Christmas time, it's like you get the Christmas present and then the birthday present too. Good luck, right? But we always make a fuss for her at least. So,
Good. Oh, 86 years old. Oh, my goodness, that's
86
wonderful.
years old. And she's a pistol too, you can imagine. So, it's awesome. Yeah. So this time and beyond, you know, that's really what we want. And I think the ultimate message is, you know, there's an old song by Sade, the singer, and in the phrase in it, she states, "Every day is Christmas and every night is New Year's Eve." And isn't that cool? And that's really where you want to be. So if you're having a great time on a Tuesday night with your loved one or around the fire or going out for drinks or whatever, who cares? Make that Christmas, New Year's, make every day special. Is it
Yes.
really? Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, how about if we could do for those who are wanting a relationship, but it seems to be eluding them?
So we could work on the blocks for that. Earlier we did the receiving part, deserving and worthiness. That's really going to help. They're reminding me too, what would help them the most, at least the people that are listening, is I would do, we'll go through you for them, but we'll make it so we've learned all the lessons we needed to from failed past relationships. And right now that's no. We're going to change that to yes. It'll pull you straight forward when it comes in. There you go.
Boy, that's slow though.
Yeah, it's slow because it's huge.
It's
A
huge.
lot of other people, yeah, not just you.
Wow. And there we go. There we go.
There you go. And I would do also that the other one they're whispering to me really would be learned all the lessons we needed to from our past relationships. And we're going to take out anything that would haunt current and ongoing relationships too. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll make a difference too in how people feel, because ultimately we don't want to meet that awesome new person and then haunt them with waiting for the other shoe to drop, or woulda, shoulda, coulda, or pretty much holding them in judgment for anything bad that happened to us in the past from other relationships,
Which
you
reminds me,
know.
how about if we do one for shame?
Shame. Yeah, I like guilt, shame, all
Guilt,
those would
shame,
help.
yeah.
Yeah. We'll just take a big one out for shame too. And we'll just release all that now, resolve it, disentangle it, uncollapse it, erase it all out now, pull you straight back when it's done for them too.
Whoa, okay.
Awesome. Yeah, that's going to help a lot too. And also guilt, and guilt comes through for the holidays as well, and any holiday for that matter, woulda, shoulda, coulda. So we'll release and resolve all that for you and everybody else that ever watches and ever listens to.
I keep on going backwards.
Yeah, so I'm taking it out right now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh.
Awesome. So that's going to help us a lot too, moving forward. Makes sense?
Yeah. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness.
Can
This
only help.
is good. This is
That's
really
great.
good.
That's great.
What else? I wanted to show everybody a pendulum. If you can do it with a pendulum as well,
Yes. Absolutely.
that it will just. You just need to check it, which is the yes and no.
Yes, so for whatever their yes and no is, it won't matter. And we'll deal with yours too, so you can show whatever your yes or no is,
Okay.
and then we're going to change it for everybody else too.
Okay, as I am still going to stand here, but I just want to show everybody that
Sure.
there is a different way. You don't have to stand up, but to me, the standing up blows me away because it's like I know I have no control over that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that will muscle test with their fingers and do different things. They might get a yes or no like that, or like this, or they'll use a pendulum, dowsing rods. I find standing is probably the best. There's other people who get a light sensation for yes, or feel heavier for no, and that's fine too. So whatever it works, you just ultimately you want to be in that place where you can get a yes or a no. And again, the power is not, it's the power is in being clear enough to have great answers. And then the superpower, as it were, is to be able to change it. Okay. So I would even do for the group, for instance, I know we've talked about money and we want to make that more of a piece as well, but go ahead for your pendulum and you could just see if it tests yes or no. We'll do good fortune flows in, around, and through us now. And I don't even know what your yeses or nos are. It won't matter. You can just tell me whatever you get.
Okay, it's going yes.
Okay, and so it's coming in for everybody else now too.
Yeah, now it's going. Yeah, now it's going big time.
And now you're getting a bigger yes. And again,
Yeah.
I don't know what your yeses or nos are, and I don't even have to see it. It won't matter. We're going to
But
change
I'm
regardless.
still getting a circle, though. I'm still a little bit of a circle, which means what?
It's going to end up working on everybody else too. So when they watch this, when they hear this, we want good fortune to flow in, around, and through them. And you'll get a stronger yes now, whatever your yes may be.
Yeah, it's going. It's going. Very good.
Awesome. Yeah. What else comes up when you think of it all, what you would like to change for the group, as presence for the group?
Presents, yeah, since it's a
There you go.
holiday, let me just take we did powerlessness.
Ooh, let's work on that. I
That's a
love
good
that.
one, huh?
Yeah, that's a great one. I love that.
Okay.
So let's just
I'm
go
gonna
ahead
do
and
mine.
say, yeah, that's fine either way. So we'll just say that there's powerlessness within the group.
There's
And that's
power.
going to be a yes. Yeah, it's already coming into yes. And we're just going to release it and disentangle it all out. And it's going to pull you back when it leaves. There you go.
Slower than.
Yeah, because it's for the group, it's pretty huge.
Yeah, people are feeling pretty powerless right now. And that means that they need to turn off the TV, quit watching the news.
Someone posted that today, yes, on Facebook. I would agree with you. It's almost like, try to go without it for a little while because they say something like 75 or 80% of it's negative anyway. So, in
Yeah.
so much as you can, that's fine. I call it being engaged with the world without being overly into it. So,
Very good. Very good.
yeah. So, it's okay to be aware, but when you are continually obsessing about this, that, or the other thing, or climate change, or FDA, or the EPA, or whatever it might be, it's too much.
I'm going backwards.
Yeah,
I'm really
we're just
going backwards.
gonna release all the powerless off of people. That's why.
Woo!
There you go. When you say that too, what that basically comes down to though is confidence and self-confidence. And there's an awful lot of lack when it comes to self-confidence. And that's the ability, if you go back to the formula of all of it, you know, to ask for that raise, to have the self-confidence to apply for another position or be in that interview or to ask that boy or girl out or whatever it may be, you know, self-confidence is huge. So we'll just do a big one for everybody for that too, to believe, think, know, and feel, to be ready, willing, and able, know when, where, how, why, to increase their level of self-confidence here, now, know to yes and change. Pull her straight forward when you've changed it for everybody else too.
Whoa.
There you go. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That'll help. Yeah, that's bound to help. And that's going to help in everything they do, really.
Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Yeah.
Let me think what else is on my list. I know people are thinking a whole bunch of things right now. Blocks that keep me from being happy. It seems like we're more familiar with being miserable than we are with being happy. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can release some of that familiarity and
yeah.
it keeps us into feeling good, happy.
Yeah. And I would say of that, it has a stuck feeling to it. So we'll release all the stuckedness from that, if you will, and being in the muck and mire. I would call it the deep morass. It's where you really don't want to do anything or go anywhere. Or, you know, you're just kind of miserable in the holidays, that kind of thing. So that's going to be a yes, but we're going to release and resolve all that now. And it's going to pull you straight back when it leaves for everybody else, too. And they can just let it go.
Wow, it's a big one.
It is big. It's the deep morass. There you go. It's huge.
Wow. It didn't want to go there.
I know. It's a huge part of it because, you know, the joke is, you know, misery loves company, and a lot of times people want you to be miserable too. They don't even want to share in your joy, let alone be in the presence of joy. So, you know, that's huge to have that different too.
I'm still going backwards. That's
yeah.
very good. Oh,
gotta
yeah.
continually work on them and help them as they watch or listen. Either way is fine. So, and I would drop in beyond happy. I would do more deep abiding peace, love, and joy. I think that's deeper. So we're just going to give everybody that as they listen now.
Okay.
There you go. And we're just asking for that ethereal rain to come in for them and touch them in a place, you know, that they haven't felt in a long time as far as all that ease and different joy pieces of it. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do one final thing because I see that we're running out of time.
Sure.
Let's do have people... Can they envision what they want for their Christmas gift or their a gift during the holiday season? Something specifically that they want that they have just not felt worthy enough to get for themselves. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll ask that that shows up in mystical, magical ways and in ways they never expected. And when they least expect it, and it can be from a loved one, it can be a heartfelt gift, it can be something they've had their heart set on for a long time, and maybe they told somebody a month or two ago, and it shows up, and that's the mystical, magical place. You know, my friend's joke really is it's easy to spend somebody's money on something else. It gets a little bit harder to spend our money on somebody else, but it gets to be really hard to spend our money on ourselves, okay? So we'll release anything that's holding that back now and disentangle it and erase it and surrender it all out now.
Ooh,
there you go. And we're going to drop in all the best of the season and beyond. And it's going to pull you straight forward when it comes in for everybody else.
There we go.
Nice.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah, I think that was the key thing that we have to allow ourselves to do.
And to
it
be
with,
an allowance of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to not worry so much about finances, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. A lot of times, you know, that's the silent prayer. If you're walking around always worried about that, it's really odd how they react to it. The spirit world's like, well, they must love being in misery about their finances, so they send you more reason to be in misery about that. So. A lot of times you just got to kind of let go and let God and then mystical magical ways will show up more.
That's what we call the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Great.
That's a fact. Yeah, and if we can envision it, we're going to drop it in for you and everybody else and just make it a whole lot better, a whole lot more mystical. And my books help with that too. They're all on my website as well. I've got one that took me about 7 years to write, and it has awesome stories in it for every day and an affirmation at the bottom. And then I've got another one. It's How to Heal Yourself and Others Now, and that's on Amazon and on my website as well. And that starts to get into a very simple method that we can show others how to actually create change on their own without spending weeks with the guru and $10,000 here or there. It just gets to be silly after a while. It's a very uncomplicated method or technology to be able to make change. And that's the end of at the end of it all, we want to make change and you want to have improvement in what we're doing. And that's what we're doing here today. And we're going to say that that happens for everybody that's listening and watching and ever even encounters this on any level. And there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
Awesome.
You have a book called something about a fish.
Yes.
Why is it called that?
It's My Liquid Fish.
Yes.
MyLiquidFish.com. And that is my latest method technology on creating change and making it really easy. So, yeah. And that's actually, that book's going to come out about February, March.
Oh,
so,
my
how to do
goodness.
It all. But, yeah. In the meantime, I can definitely show people how to do it. And create that change for a lot less than most people are going to spend on seminars and trade shows and all this other stuff, you know. So we complicate it up. It's not that complicated, but we sure complicate it up as humans. So
yes, we do. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
I appreciate you keeping it affordable for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and I appreciate you being out there spreading the word and helping everybody, because that's what we're all about is helping and contributing and really making an effort for everybody else. And so after what I've been through all the way to the door now, I definitely am on board for helping others.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. That is so
Thank
good.
You.
Mm-hmm. And again, people can contact you so that they can have private sessions and they can release their specific issues.
Yes. And we would discuss that at length during a session for them. It's just JIMMYMACK healing.com, JimmyMacHealing.com. My email address is on there as well, my personal cell number. And, you know, questions are free. If they wanted to ask me a quick question or anything like that, that's fine. You know, but the books would really help them as well. The MP3s are very empowered and encoded so that whatever the topic is, it will create change.
Okay, great. And you also have a beautiful full-page ad in the Law of Attraction magazine that we just
yes.
saw. So if you guys, I know a lot of people have just saw the ad, but that's where you can get the specific information. And
yeah.
it's that's how I discovered you. And wow, what a blessing. And
you.
Here we are. We all tied in together, and it's like,
yes.
wow. My listeners need to know about you, and mm-hmm. this is just terrific. Thank you for taking
Thank you.
The time and doing this for the world. I truly appreciate you.
And you also. Thank you. We appreciate you, too, and taking the message out to the world. It means a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wasn't that wonderful? Now, I want you to let me know what effects this had on you. So send me an email at staff@loaradionetwork.com. I am so anxious to hear, because I know it's already had a profound effect on me. Now, before we sign off, I wanted to give you this message from Neil Donald Walsh. And it says that I believe God wants you to know that awareness is not a gift that some have and others cannot attain. Awareness is your birthright and your inheritance. You have it now. It's not a question of whether you have it, but of whether you are using it. All human beings have the gift of awareness. Yet, not all are aware that they are aware. When you are aware that you are aware, your experience of awareness shifts to a new level. That is why I am mentioning this to you today. You called this forth out of your inner awareness. This is you waking you up. And this is the reason why we had Jimmy Mack on with us today, because we called it to us. So enjoy it. Be free, be happy, and be one with all. That's it for this week's show. Have a great week, and I will be back next week with another great show on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.